Salutations. Thanks for listening to my Skin and Nutrition Talks, Eat Your Way to Better Skin podcast. Some of you may know me as Katie Marshall. I'm a certified medical esthetician, acne specialist, functional nutrition counselor, holistic chef, and integrative nutrition health coach located in Western Canada. Your skin is a two-sided organ and a reflection of your life story. It reflects the quality of your diet, lifestyle, and well-being. Your gut microbiome communicates with your skin via the gut-skin axis, which directly influences your appearance. Empower yourself to heal your body from the inside out. Learn which foods nourish you and which foods rob you of your health and vitality. Help your body detoxify and heal your gut. True skin transformation is only possible when we work from within. Today's topic, we're going to discuss, what is period acne? From a holistic perspective, all of our body systems are interconnected. So if one system is out of whack, it influences the others. With acne, the underlying cause is likely to be one of potentially all of the following hormonal imbalance: liver congestion or gut inflammation. So let's talk about the three underlying causes. Hormonal imbalance. If your period is all over the place, it's a sign that something is off with your hormones, and your skin may be suffering as a result. If you don't have regular cycles, or your cycles are very symptomatic, example, headaches, bloating, cramps, intense cravings, etc., particularly during the premenstrual phase, then working to balance your hormones becomes key. Liver congestion. Our skin is the biggest organ of elimination. It works within a system that includes the liver, kidneys, and lymphatic system, and large intestine. Everything that goes into your body, food, water, air, skin products, household cleaners, etc., must be filtered by the liver and eliminated properly. If the elimination organs aren't working optimally, toxins will build up. They have come out of somewhere, and unfortunately, they can show up on your face as acne. Gut inflammation. 80% of your immune system is located in your gut. So even if you don't have overt gut issues, like frequent diarrhea, gas, and bloating, you can still have underlying inflammation in the digestive tract, leaky gut, dysbiosis, and inadequate production of stomach acid and pancreatic enzymes can all lead to increased intestinal inflammation, which is a major root cause in acne. So let's go back to the topic of what is period acne. During the menstrual cycle, our hormones take us through a wild ride. Our skin serves as a map to all these different changes, getting smoother, drier, and calmer at the beginning of the cycle, and then getting angrier towards the end. The first 2 weeks involve menstruation and then the follicular phase. Ovulation marks the halfway point, after which the luteal phase begins. Distinct hormonal fluctuations happen during each of these four phases. At the beginning of the menstrual cycle, as estrogen ramps up, skin usually begins to clear and takes on a healthy glow. Once your period starts, you may notice some dryness while estrogen works its magic. Estrogen peaks right before ovulation, which is when your skin looks its best And if you're lucky, remain clear, smooth, and blemish-free. Your skin is most radiant during the 2 to 3 most fertile days of the month, also known as the fertile window. Just keep in mind that your pores could appear larger and more noticeable than usual, a side effect of drier skin during this time. So what changes after ovulation that contributes to acne breakouts? Well, let's talk about progesterone. As long as you don't get pregnant, progesterone kicks in right after ovulation, when your reproductive system displays its annoyance that you didn't fertilize the egg it so graciously gave you. Sorry, ovaries, not this month. Progesterone stimulates the oil glands, which activates the production of more sebum. Sebum is the oil you get on your face that may block pores. During this phase, your skin may also swell, compressing the pores and causing sebum to build up underneath the skin's surface. For some lucky individuals, sebum creates a beautiful, healthy glow, but for others, it wreaks havoc. Sebum is the perfect food for the bacterium C. acnes, the culprit behind the breakouts and inflammation that takes place during a couple of weeks leading up to your period. When these hormones are in balance, your skin is happy, but as you approach your menstrual cycle, levels of oestrogen plummet, which leaves lots of unopposed androgens hanging around. The androgens dock onto receptors in your sebaceous glands, making your skin more oily and more acne prone. Throw stress and high sugar diets into the mix, and your sebaceous glands can even further go into overdrive. In the last few days of the luteal phase, your skin is about to throw a fit. Both progesterone and estrogen drop dramatically. Meanwhile, testosterone overstimulates the oil glands, causing even more intense breakouts. I get it. Period acne is a major pain, but nearly all of us women experience it at some point. No matter how much green salad we eat or how many skincare products we use, so it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's best to let go of the illusion of perfect skin and instead appreciate the incredible things your body is doing behind the scenes to keep your reproductive system functioning optimally. So, how do we use nutrition to prevent period acne? Fiber. Once your liver has broken down unsavory substances, it packages them up so your body can get rid of them. The main ways your body gets rid of them is through your breath, sweat, pee, and poop. You need to poop at least once a day. A good bowel movement enables you to eliminate toxins, which lightens the load on your liver and soothes your skin. Fiber helps keep things moving, so fill your diet with vegetables, fruits, pulses, nuts, seeds, legumes, and whole grains. As a bonus, these foods are full of the nutrients that help your liver carry out its work too. Flaxseed. Not only flaxseed is a valuable source of soluble and insoluble fiber, but it also encourages your body to make special protein that stops testosterone from running amok. For best effect, eat 2 tablespoons of freshly ground flaxseed daily. You can whirl it up into your smoothies, stir it in your soup, or sprinkle over salads. Sugar. Be mindful when you're eating or drinking sugar. As a general rule, it's best to avoid any food that's white, sweet, or fluffy. While you're trying to help your skin rebalance, fizzy drinks and Other sugary beverages, including juices, are especially aggravating. So forego those in favor of filtered water. Pop some fresh herbs and chopped fruit in the water if you want a bit of fancy flavor. Dairy. Dairy makes your own hormones behave in a way that can promote acne. Dairy causes increased levels of insulin, IGF-1 hormone, and mTOR, which is an enzyme. mTOR, in turn, stimulates keratin, inflammation, and sebum production, all of which contribute to acne, whey, and casein sensitivity. These are the two main proteins in dairy. If your immune system has decided that it doesn't like these proteins, it can launch an inflammatory reaction. Milk thistle boosts enzyme function in your liver, helping it to deal with its workload. A more efficient liver means fewer reactive oxygen species. And as you learned before, fewer ROS means happier skin. One study from 2019 compared silymarin, which is milk thistle's special phytonutrient, to an antibiotic. Cruciferous veggies. Cruciferous veggies include vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, bok choy, kale, and arugula. These are sulfurous vegetables that contain a compound called indole 3-carbinol, or IC3. IC3 converts into another compound called DIM. DIM helps to support estrogen detoxification. This is important to make sure we are breaking down and clearing estrogen from the body. If we are not, then estrogen can build up in the body and lead to hormonal imbalances. Including 1 to 2 cups of cruciferous vegetables daily can help prevent acne before your period that shows up as symptoms of a hormonal imbalance. I know people are going to ask me about DIM supplements. I do not recommend DIM supplements. I'd rather people get their nutrition through food. It's much easier on your body. Balance your blood sugar. Blood sugar imbalances can lead to hormone imbalances, most notably elevated androgen levels like testosterone. This is often seen in those with PCOS. Insulin is the hormone whose job it is to clear sugar from the blood. With blood sugar imbalances, insulin has a difficult time keeping up with the demands, and the cells may become less responsive to allowing the sugar into the cells, where it is needed for energy. Over time, insulin can signal the ovaries to start producing more testosterone, which can result in symptoms like acne. A way to prevent acne before your period is to balance your blood sugar. Do this by not skipping meals, eating consistently throughout the day, and including protein, healthy fat, and fiber at all your meals and snacks. Healthy fats. Studies have linked an imbalance in essential fatty acids with a variety of skin problems. Specifically, dry, itchy, scaly skin is a hallmark sign of fatty acid deficiency. Essential fatty acids include omega-3s and omega-6, which needs to be in a careful balance of 4 to 1. Omega-3s are associated with decreased inflammation. Often we get plenty of omega-6 acids from seeds and vegetable oils, but are lacking in omega-3s. The best source of omega-3s are fish like salmon, tuna, or sardines. Including healthy fats can help prevent acne before your period. Probiotic foods. Acne has been associated with gut dysbiosis. This means those with an imbalance of gut bacteria can make more risk of experiencing acne. Our skin really is a window to what is going on internally. Supporting gut health is an important aspect of skin health. Probiotics help to boost the beneficial bacteria that lives in the gut. Including probiotic foods can help to rebalance the gut balance and can be a way to prevent acne before your period. Include foods like fermented veggies, sauerkraut, kimchi, tempeh, miso, kefir, and yogurt. Caffeine and alcohol. While caffeine and alcohol may not directly cause acne, they can have effect on the body in ways that lead to a higher likelihood of acne, especially if you are acne-prone skin. Both caffeine and alcohol can affect your body's stress response. An altered stress response can have a downstream effect on the rest of our hormones. Alcohol specifically can negatively affect your GI tract and balance of beneficial bacteria in the gut, which, as we discussed, can have a link to skin health. Limiting caffeine and alcohol can help to prevent acne before your period. So I'm going to talk about essential vitamins and supplements for your balanced hormones. Magnesium is one of the most essential minerals to help balance your hormones. While you can take a supplement and even spray your skin with a magnesium spray, there's no better way of getting the magnesium you need than from foods you eat. To ensure you're getting enough magnesium, be sure to eat plenty of dark leafy greens. You'll also want to fuel your hormones with seeds like flax, pumpkin, and chia. They're full of magnesium and other hormone healthy nutrients. Vitamin C is one of the vitamins for hormone balance. Vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin that has many beneficial functions like improving immune function, creating scars for wound healing, and helps maintain tissue and skin integrity. A study found that vitamin C was associated with higher progesterone levels in perimenopausal women when typically they should be low. Additionally, another study found that pregnancy rates increased and progesterone levels increased in those who supplemented with vitamin C and had luteal phase defect. Food sources include citrus fruits, strawberries, kiwi, bell peppers, and broccoli. Vitamin B6 is one of the vitamins for hormone balance. B6 is a powerful vitamin for cognitive development, gluconeogenesis, lipid metabolism, and protein metabolism. A study found that supplementation of B6 could stabilize hormone levels in cases of estrogen dominance. In addition, B6 supports hormone detoxification, which can aid in reducing recirculating estrogen that should have been excreted. Furthermore, B6 can also help regulate mood chemicals called neurotransmitters, which have an effect on hormones too. Food sources include fortified oatmeal, potatoes, pinto beans, pistachios, tuna, and meat. Vitamin B12. This is a bit controversial for those of us that are acne prone. It's all about the dosage. And in some cases, some people can't process the methyl version of B12, but can totally handle the synthetic version of B12. So B12 is one of the most common deficiencies in America, with about 50% of the population being deficient. Similar to B6, B12 has many functions in numerous metabolic reactions in the body. B12 can also regulate hormone levels and internal stress response. B12 influences the clearance of homocysteine in the blood. Homocysteine is an amino acid produced when proteins are broken down, but at elevated levels, it is called hyperhomocysteinemia, which is damaging. These high levels are not good for the body because it can degrade the arterial lining and increase stress levels. Increased stress levels have a negative effect on hormone balance. So sources include meat, eggs, chicken, and fish. Riboflavin. Riboflavin, or vitamin B2, is another one of the vitamins for hormone balance. Riboflavin helps aid in proper thyroid function. The thyroid is a gland in our throat. It needs to release thyroid hormones to maintain a stable metabolism, among other things. If these hormones are not released as frequently as they should, then this is called low thyroid, or in some intense situations, hypothyroidism. In these scenarios where our thyroid is not producing enough thyroid hormones, our body will try to stimulate more thyroid output. This generation of more thyroid hormones can affect the reproductive hormones to go out of balance. Since riboflavin supports the thyroid, this is why it's one of the vitamins for hormone balance. Food sources of riboflavin include eggs, yogurt, and meat. Folate is another one of the vitamins for hormone balance. Folate intake in women was associated with the decline in ovulatory infertility. It is also a vital coenzyme in many metabolic functions, which can assist with fertility. Studies show that folate can have a positive impact on increasing progesterone and decreasing an ovulation. Both are very important for hormone balancing. Food sources include avocados, oranges, leafy greens, legumes, and asparagus. Vitamin D plays a vital role in the production and activity of hormones, including estrogen and progesterone. Studies show that this vitamin is crucial for skeletal health. It also aids insulin regulation and bone sugar balance. Additionally, a study found a synergistic role for vitamin D and estrogen deficiency in postmenopausal women. In other words, women with low vitamin D levels tend to have lower levels of estradiol, which is a form of estrogen, while women with high vitamin D levels had high levels of estradiol. Vitamin K2 is a curious vitamin. Research is still ongoing, but so far we found that it provides a significant boost for vitamin D production, which in turn maintains bone and cardiovascular health. When taken as a vitamin for hormone balance, however, vitamin K2 is the right solution if you're going to decrease estrogen dominance. Studies show that vitamin K2 binds to the estrogen and androgen-converting enzyme 17 beta HSD, which modulates estrogen metabolism. When estrogen is properly metabolized, less of the hormone remains in the body. Furthermore, the process inhibits the overproduction of estrogen, which not only lowers the effects of high estrogen in men and women, but also promotes potent support in fighting estrogen-like breast cancer. These two are my next favorites. So NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, and glutathione. NAC is an amino acid derivative that supports the production of glutathione in the liver, which is a powerful antioxidant and natural detoxifier. NAC may benefit those women with PCOS and fertility issues by inducing or augmenting the ovulation cycle and improving insulin sensitivity. It has also been shown to be beneficial for those with endometriosis. Glutathione is one of the body's most important antioxidant, which helps neutralize free radicals that can damage cells and tissues in your body. It's essential for immune health and fighting cellular damage. Some researchers believe it may even contribute to longevity. I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Please visit my website for the latest in omnivore and plant-based healthy recipes. Sign up for my newsletter, book a skin or nutrition consultation, or purchase one of my health courses at mebykatie.com. Just launched a new workshop this year, and I hope you're wanting to join us. It's called Awaken Your Wellness. This program is to educate, inspire, and empower you to nourish yourself every single day, tweak your own nutrition, adopt a healthy lifestyle, and feel the best you've ever felt. So you can choose either a monthly or annual membership. For more information, visit my website under the Work With Me page at mebykatie.com, and I hope to hear from you soon. Have a good day.